Hey, Cozzy, how are you?
Good. What about Chris Simons getting the chomp from the crocodile?
Yeah, that's got to be one of your better questions for the year, doesn't it?
it's one of the good trivia. Yeah, I reckon. Now, you had a Villiers trial just about half an hour ago there at Warwick Farm. Nice, quiet trial.
Yeah, we thought his effort was nice, and he managed to travel comfortably against some pretty fair opposition that are capable of being a lot sharper than Avilius. But he got to the line nicely, and he really motored home the last 400 metres in good style, and had a nice healthy blow afterwards. And he's effective in the way that he's quite a clean-winded horse, and that's going to help us get him up and going nice and easy in the early stages of his campaign.
Now, James, you've got a host of horses trialling at Randwick on Thursday. Osborne Bull's Best of Days, Encryption, although it went around today, Kemantari, Hartnell, Arameo, Rainier, Allergic. Will all those trial? I mean, Encryption went around fourth and the third today, but will the others trial?
Beg your pardon, who ran fourth today?
Etymology, rather. Etymology ran fourth and the third, Etymology
trial today, yeah. Encryption, yeah, I was going to say, you had me nervous there.
I got mixed up with the encryptions and the etymologies.
Yeah, they'll all trial, Cozzy. They're in good shape, and it's nice to get the course proper at Randwick for them, which will be just setting them up nicely for their first up targets. And whereas Avilius today, he needed to get it going a little sooner if I'm going to have him ready to run on the 9th of February. But provided he does well, I won't lock him in too soon. He'll have to do well between now and committing him to that target.
He was terrific last time in. Do you think he's improved, or have you got the same horse?
Well, I think that he's a pretty casual track worker, and he likes to just go through the motions, which is important. But he looks like he's come back strongly. He's a little bit sunburnt because we like to have him out in the paddocks during the day there in Osborne Park, so that he's not cooped up in his box all the while. And as a consequence of it, with the heat wave that we've had, it's probably shocked him a little bit. But with all the factors that we're looking for, we're really pleased with the way that he's returned. And this is an important campaign for him now that he jumps out of benchmark and handicap grade. He's going to be racing in not far off Wait for Age Company quite consistently this prep, even if it's only a short one. So he's really going to have nowhere to hide, and he's going to have to play with the big boys all the time. So we need to see him show improvement once he hits the high pressure of his racetrack return.
James, it's interesting. You've got a lot of the imports there. Do you find those, because of the way they've been trained, say, in England, where they go and they walk out and they're out for quite a while, do they react well to a paddock situation at Osborne Park and just a laid-back atmosphere better than, say, in stables?
They do, and there's not too many horses that don't enjoy a paddock situation because they are natural grazers. The thing that makes you nervous is Tuesday morning before a Group 1 when you've just seen a winning gallop unfold before your eyes. You let a bit racehorse who's full of energy out to the paddock, and you see them race around like lunatics. That tends to make you a little bit nervous. So whilst they all enjoy it, from time to time you just have to temper the decisions of when to put them out and for how long to ensure that you've got the horse in one piece by the time you get to race day.
Mm. Of those ones trialling at Randwick on Thursday, which one's exciting you most at the moment?
Well, we've got Best of Days in a course proper trial on Thursday. He won the Kennedy Mile. He won the Kennedy Mile at the end of his campaign of his grand final on Derby Day. And I've got him in the All-Star Mile. So I think he's one to look forward to his second racing campaign. Mm. And our great horse Hartnell, he's back. It's his first trial back too. And he's also in the All-Star Mile. It's really easy to vote for that, by the way. You probably don't want me to talk about it, but there's a couple of horses nominated for that big new concept race run at Flemington this year.
And when you get something... Well, you get something from the scrub where they get 3,000 relations and they all vote for it. It was like the most popular horse years ago, something from up the sticks. It looked like it was going to win it. You could finish up with you'd have Hartnell versus a camel going around in that.
Well, who would you bet on, Tozzy?
Oh, I'd bet on the Hartnell. Don't worry about that.
The man. Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I'm loyal.
And what about Ken Mentari? That'll be good to see him back at the trials. Osborne Bulls, he's a pretty popular galloper. He's won more races than he's lost that horse. Not often you can say that about. No, you can't say that about too many horses that have been to the races as many times as he has. But look, that'll be a really nice. It'd be a really nice opportunity for people to see the horses back in the public eye. But I've been really happy with the way they've been coming back through their preliminary stages of their prep. You know, don't forget horses like Encryption, who's an improver. Yep. So is Ranier. He won the Carbine Club Stakes. Gee, some good horses have won the Carbine Club Stakes in the past. Do you remember who won the Carbine Club Stakes the year before Ranier?
Before Ranier? No, I don't. You'll have to tell me.
It's a horse called Lavendi.
Ah, there is trial this morning.
Back in the autumn. He trialed this morning. I just saw him. He looked great. He's the horse that won the ATC Derby, of course.
Yeah, won the Derby.
It's consistently a good horse's race. Kermadec and my grandfather won it with Saintly in the past.
Mm.
So hopefully, if you can keep your eye on Rani, he can deliver the sorts of performances we've been lucky enough to see from horses that I just talked about win that race in the past.
Now, James Tassort, how far off a trial for the 2-year-old Tassort?
He's probably at least a fortnight from a trial, but I'm eyeing off running the horse on the 23rd of February, so I'm in no real rush with him, and he's just starting to show me signs now that he's ready to have his work amped up. But we're just taking it pretty steady with him at this stage still, and we've been so pleased with the way he's come back physically. So that's something that we're really paying close attention to now as we get closer to a bit more pressure getting upon him for that horse's campaign. But I can tell you that we had for that Brazen Bow colt Tassort, he's sort of just being kept like a jack in the box at the moment. But we've got that Lonrothilia Theory who you saw defeat Accession. There's another Brazen Bow colt that went beautifully on the weekend. She went beautifully this morning, and she's just that little bit more forward, fitter. And you wouldn't be surprised to see her at a barrier trial as soon as Tuesday morning at Rose Hill. Mm-hmm. And that leaves my options open to run her and something like the Blue Diamond Prelude on the 9th of February as well. And that looks like being, at this stage, it's like being the stronger angle into the Blue Diamond, because Catch Me's down in Melbourne, and there's a filly called there's a filly by Star Spangled Banner that won at Moonee Valley.
Moonee Valley, yeah, I can't think of the name, but it won
Brooklyn,
really well.
Brooklyn Hustle,
that's it.
Yeah, so those horses have rated really well on margins and handicaps and times, and comparatively to the older horses, they look like being the ones. So I'd be looking forward to seeing her back at the races under a bit more pressure, but she looks like she's thriving so far since you saw her win on debut last year.
What about Exhilarates after winning at the Magic Millions?
She enjoyed a week off at Osborne Park, I think she won't be far off doing a little bit of work, and we've got some options open to her. Included in that is Plan A, to run the filly straight into the Riesling Slipper Trial. But we'll leave the plans open there. She won't have lost much fitness, and she'll just be able to tick over in the time being for us to weigh up where the best place is for her to re-enter the fray in the lead up, possibly having a crack at the Golden Slipper herself. Because you know what, the thing about that horse is she's really improved, and she's got to that point now where she's rating high enough to be competitive in a Golden Slipper.
When you looked at her first run though, James, you would have been scratching your head, wouldn't you?
No, she didn't run well, and you know she's only a young horse and flipped her pallet on debut. And you've got to be forgiving of horses that do that. So she, in my opinion, she just followed them around that day. She didn't fully exert herself, and so I just put a pin through that occasion. On account of that, she's really only had four race starts. and looks like she's ready to gear up again sometime soon. Like I said, we're thinking of re-entering the fray there in the Riesling Slipper trial, but we'll make sure that we're just attuned to what's going on everywhere around us. And if she's ready to go a little sooner, then we wouldn't be completely frightened of taking the wraps off her again.
And just finally, Dwayne Dunn wrote a winner for you at Flemington the other day, microphone, and he was a wrap for it.
Yeah, he's a big fan of that horse, microphone, and I was delighted when I went down to Melbourne a couple of weeks ago to see the improvement in the horse. The change of scenery definitely the help to bring out the horse within that we suspected was there. He had some great education laid down for him from here at Crown Lodge. But it wasn't until he headed down that highway and settled into the routine now at Canberra Lodge where they're just probably able to focus on him even more in a boutique stable environment. Tinker with a little bit of gear, change your riders around a little bit, and even take him out to a trial away from Flemington just to stoke him up a little bit more. And something inside the horse really flicked the switch. And he's just kept going ahead. And we were delighted with his gallop this morning. He's nominated for a Blue Diamond preview. I beg your pardon. This morning, I think we'll be pretty happy to see him line up this weekend. It's only 5 furlongs again, but he's a sharp colt. He's got speed, and it'll be interesting to see how he lines up against those horses. So I'll be going there myself to see him perform.
And D Dunn has a fair strike rate in Blue Diamonds.
Well, he's a great judge of a two-year-old. He's able to really give me good feedback. He's able to trial the horses very nicely. He gets them to collect themselves and travel nicely. And he's got that great sense of touch when it comes to making sure they hit the line well enough without doing quite too much work close to a race. And it's probably there's probably no greater example of that as seeing him do enough with microphone in a straight track trial before winning on debut. And then doing something like 12 to 14 lengths less with a horse like Auction, and yet on race day both horses performed beautifully, and there was only a length or a length and a half between them, and that's what I like to see. They can't all be prepared exactly the same way, and we're just able to pick the eyes out of them when they just need a little bit more pressure on, and he's very capable of helping me.
Well, James, great to catch up, and terrific summary of your horses there. You'd be interested in this. I'm talking to a guy a bit later on, Nicky Henderson. He's got a jumper in England. It is the Winks of Jumpers, 17 straight over the steeples and never beaten.
There's a few jumpers that have come over from England, from the UK, and they've performed well in our Melbourne Cups.
Yeah. Vintage Crop was one.
Vintage Crop was one. There's been one very recently. I think Frankie Dettori maybe a year or two ago rode one that went beautifully.
Yep.
They're not to be discounted how fit those horses are able to get, because they really use themselves so well in their exercising and their racing. When they come to a Melbourne Cup year over 2 miles, they're still capable of running a sprinting furlong that last bit to get past a lot of our horses that aren't tough enough to stay the trip right out.
Yeah, well, this horse at the Champion Chase at Cheltenham coming up in March, he's going for 18 straight, equal the record.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. Well, mate, good to catch up. Have a good day and good luck on Thursday morning. Let's hope they all trial well, pull up well, and when you let them out in the paddocks, they buck and chase around and they're all safe.
Thanks, Cozzy. Yeah, Greg Hickman said you've been filling in for Bensley.
Yeah, I have been filling in there, and if you ask nicely, he might bring you back one of those big Bonanza hats for you too. You'd look good in one of those, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to keep it my profile.
You'd look like you'd have a beach umbrella on your head.
I might not fill it out as well as Bensley.
I think you'd, as they say with the kids on a horse, you'd need a bit of packing.
Well, always a pleasure, Cozzy.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up, James. Thanks.
See ya.